Welcome to the Marketing That Generates podcast, hosted by yours truly, Lauren Powell. For over a decade, I've partnered with business owners around the globe to create and implement their digital marketing strategy. Working together with their teams, we generate more leads, more customers, and more revenue. I'm here to make your business growth simpler by making online marketing simpler. Every week, I'll be interviewing other business owners about the strategies that are keeping their marketing relevant in the long term, so they're not hammered by monthly algorithm adjustments. So are you ready to generate more leads, better leads, and more sales-ready leads online while making the most of your oh-so-valuable time? Then this is the podcast for you. Are you tired of being promised the magic pill that's going to solve all your online marketing challenges? Well, this podcast does not promise quick overnight fixes, nor a one-size-fits-all marketing formula. Instead, it will empower you to think differently and more strategically about your marketing so that you get better results. So whether you're a business owner, solopreneur, or an aspiring entrepreneur, listen in and subscribe for zero fluff and actionable takeaways. And for bonus resources, go to marketingthatgenerates.com. First and foremost, I am over the moon that you are here listening to the Marketing That Generates podcast. I know you're here because you're looking to get better results from your online marketing so that you can ultimately generate more leads, more customers, and more revenue from your efforts. Am I right? Well, without further ado, let's dive into this brief episode, which is really going to set the stage for all future episodes. So here's how the podcast works. We run a four-episode series focusing on a specific industry like graphic design, accounting, or home organizing. During each series, I'll interview four business owners in that industry and dive deep into their marketing with them. We'll talk about what's working, what maybe hasn't gone so well in the past, and talk about areas for improvement in their marketing. You, the listener, get to be a fly on the wall and get ideas from these conversations for the marketing of your own business. And I encourage you to listen to every series, even when I'm talking to business owners that aren't in your industry. Why? Well, marketing is pretty universal. And so often I see businesses make the mistake of only looking to their industry for ideas and inspiration. And to be honest, this just ends up in marketing that's really similar to what your competitors are doing, when your goal should actually be to stand out. And speaking of marketing being universal, in every interview, I'm going to be talking through a marketing framework that my company, Vixa Media, uses with clients. And I like to call it the Better Business Growth Framework, because your marketing should result in better business growth. And when you filter all of your marketing efforts through this framework, it becomes a heck of a lot simpler, it's easier to be consistent, and your marketing system becomes more effective and actually drives results that contribute to your bottom line. It's important that you get familiar with this framework and understand it before listening to subsequent episodes. And I promise it's easier than you think. Okay, so I want you to envision a three-circle Venn diagram in front of you. Or better yet, head to the show notes at marketingthatgenerates.com so you don't only have to imagine this diagram. So in the first circle of this Venn diagram in the top left is lead generation. In the second circle in the bottom center is lead nurturing. And the third circle in the top right is lead qualification. And where all three of these circles overlap, lead generation, lead nurturing, and lead qualification, you get better business growth. So let me explain each of these circles by using a metaphor. I like to think of your marketing like a garden. The seeds you plant are equivalent to the leads you generate. And that's all your leads are at this point, just seeds. You can have an infinite number of seeds, but if you don't tend to them, they'll never turn into anything more. So if you focus solely on lead generation, this is the problem you'll encounter. Next, the fertilizer you lay down is your lead nurturing. This allows the seeds to blossom into sales, which is what every business needs to survive. I find that lead nurturing is one of the most ignored marketing processes that I see among small businesses. Why? Well, because most take what I like to call the buy now or goodbye forever approach to their leads. Meaning they only address leads that are ready to purchase right away and everyone else gets ignored completely. And any lead that was ready to buy immediately but now requires more time before making a purchase decision also frequently gets forgotten. So if you truly want more leads, better leads, and more sales-ready leads, then you need to fix your buy now or goodbye forever problem once and for all. Why? Because in my opinion, you are losing sales. Most leads aren't going to be ready to buy from you right away, and they need more time and more information before they'll make a purchase decision. AKA, you need to nurture your leads. Your lead qualification allows you to sort the good crop from the bad crop, as well as the crop that's going to immediately yield fruit versus the late blooming crop. As you well know, not all leads are created equal, and not all leads convert immediately. On the contrary, some may take years before resulting in any revenue. So you need a marketing mechanism in place that allows you to identify and sort leads by quality, so your sales team, or maybe the team is just you, knows the best way to approach each lead and where to focus efforts immediately and where to spend time and attention long term. So this three-part better business growth framework, lead generation, lead qualification, and lead nurturing, is our secret sauce at my company, Bixa Media. It's what has a material long-term impact on your marketing efforts. And more importantly, it has a positive and significant effect on your business growth. And isn't that why you're here in the first place? Because you're looking for marketing that will actually help grow your business? So in this podcast, I want you to see how this framework applies to a variety of businesses across a variety of industries so that you understand how to apply it to your own business. Because I believe that with a better marketing strategy, you can sidestep a lot of time-wasting, expensive marketing mistakes that I see many business owners make. And you can get more traction with your marketing more quickly and skyrocket your business growth. Heck yeah! You just finished another episode of the Marketing That Generates podcast. I hope you found a few takeaways that you can put into action right away. If you want more on today's episode, head over to marketingthatgenerates.com for show notes, links, bonus resources, and related episodes. Plus, if you're looking to connect with other amazing business owners just like you, be sure to join my free community. You can get access at marketingthatgenerates.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll meet you back here next week.